and pencils, fully leaded education talk. The number is 844-967-2789. When it comes to the teacher shortage, who's abandoning whom? New piece in Education Week, our guest from Educators Amplified, Joanna Rosato. She'll be calling in. She had an internet issue over there in Milwaukee, Johnny, so she let us know. So, Evan, pay attention. You'll probably see a phone call coming in. We'll get Joanna back through the phone. But, Johnny, you know, we're talking about the system, and one of the things that Michael Fullan and Joanna do in this piece is lay out, you know, two kind of places where we're gonna either walk end up, or you know, be there, or we can choose. And we think about this. There you are. You're back there, Joanna Rosato. Yay! Oh, man.
Crazy issues tonight.
We were so worried. But just talking to Johnny though. When you know, we're talking about the system, and again, the system is complex, but you all both point out that we have kind of like two choices. We can let the system go as it's going, which was named as this, you know, capitalistic type of business capital. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I want to start with the business capital. Tell me more about what that means. What does the business capital system mean?
Well, it basically talks about like big business is actually a driver in education. And that's something that is kind of misunderstood, that, you know, why is there standardized testing? Because standardized testing is related to testing companies. You know, mm-hmm. Why is there standardized curriculum? Like there's all money and there's all profit in that. Like, again, you guys are professors. Like, professors of education aren't going to say, what are the best ways for your children to learn? Have it be heavily standardized and fill in the bubble. Like, so, you know, our education system is heavily driven by big business. And you can even think about the whole one-on-one computer initiative, where we have the American Academy of Pediatrics saying screen time limited for young children and their development. Yet on the other hand, we're like, we're happy to put a device in every hand. And so just pointing out that a lot of decisions within education, or a lot of the things happening, are connected to other things in our society and our economy, and that it's kind of been like big business is a driver, and there's a different way of looking at things from that perspective versus from a human functioning perspective.
Yeah, because we'll get to that, the human functioning, Johnny, but you know, the piece where they're talking about, I mean, okay, somebody might read this piece and go, okay, whoa, you just went too far there, Rosato and Fullan. Artificial intelligence, AI and machine learning being the end result of the business capital model. Tell us more about that. We gotta know. What do you mean AI? What do you mean machine learning? Come on.
Well, just how things are automated, you know, even right now we have some real issues, right, with student privacy and the amount of like programs and machines that are used and are intertwined with our school system. And then this bigger idea that, you know, all of this is actually relatively new, right? Like technology is new, AI is new. And then if we don't approach it with caution, you know, we don't know what the effects are going to be exactly. What we kind of do, like I said, it came later. Like we were like, hey, let's put a device into every kid's hand. And then we're like, wait a second, that actually impedes some development. So maybe we shouldn't. And so just, you know, the path is like, we like what's new and what's cool, but we don't know that that necessarily aligns with human development.
The human part, we're going to get there. We got to stay on this. Johnny, what do you think? Artificial intelligence, machine learning, business capital, or Rosato and Fullan onto something there?
Yeah, I think it's important to bring into the conversation, because I think there are people in decision-making positions who believe that there is an automated way to replace teachers, or to like really de-skill the labor or the craft apprenticing that it takes to be a good teacher. And so I think we have to really like not tiptoe around those realities. I think what we know is, even in places where we've taught with technologies that include artificial intelligence technologies and include that young people still require a connection to a teacher. And so this is an irreplaceable role in our society. So it's, again, it looks good and sounds good on paper, but in all ways where it's been enacted or experimented on, it falls flat. And it still requires a really great teacher mediating that experience with that inanimate, as intelligent as it can be, the inanimate object that's trying to be a facilitator of learning. Humans learn from other humans and from other living species. I know that sounds wild, but it's actually time and time again there, kind of the crux of this. So I think it's important that they bring it in, because I think there are certain tools of technology that do help us in our classrooms, but in all those cases, we are irreplaceable. And the only thing that can happen, though, is that our irreplaceable labor is devalued to a point where lots of people leave.
And we're going to talk about that irreplaceableness when we get back. Busted Pencils, fully led Joanna Rosato, Education Week, back at the break.